Okay, good morning, everybody. We'll call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Shakith.
Here.
Shadama.
Here.
Shakas.
Here.
Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve the June 11th minutes.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same.
Lovely comment.
Good. There were no executive sessions held between June 11th and June 24th. Next, we have a memorandum of understanding with Fairfield County Jail. And Robin, would you like to present that, please?
Sure, ma'am.
She might have just gone.
Okay.
Warden, are you on?
Still says she just popped up there.
Good morning, Warden.
Here. Let me see her there.
Hello, Ward, are you there? Go ahead.
I'm asking the board to approve a contract between Indiana County and Clearfield to do inmate housing. I don't have the exact contract in front of me. Is it $65 a day? That's $65 a day per inmate. So I'm asking the board to approve that on behalf of jail.
Yes, I'm here.
Warden, any comment on the MOU?
No, the purpose of the MOU with Clearfield is so that we can swap inmates back and forth. So that's what that's for. If we need to house an inmate there, or they need to house inmates with us.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, do I have a motion to approve the MOU?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you, Warden.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Okay, we have some opioid settlement projects to approve. And Ms. Schroeder, would you like to present?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
We have five projects to present for approval on behalf of the Opioid Settlement Committee. The first one is a Student Assistance Program Liaison. SAP Liaison works with students in Indiana County Schools to support those struggling with substance use or related issues through conducting screenings, assessments, referrals to treatment. They participate in SAP meetings, provide drug and alcohol education to the SAP team, and work directly with students and families. The cost of this program is $88,200 for 1 year. This would begin in July.
Okay. So the motion to approve?
So
second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Goes the same. Okay, next.
The second project is for critical incident stress management team training. The cost of this program is $5,040 for a 12-month period. This would be the cost to train 7 new members to have continuing education, deep breathing tools, and outreach materials.
Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next.
Okay, the third project is an informational media campaign. The Orange County Indiana Clarion Drug and Alcohol Commission would develop the media campaign to educate residents on how to access treatment, to provide information on drug disposal programs, and then to help raise awareness and connect individuals with the support that they need. This would be done through multiple media sources, local radio stations, online advertisements, billboards. The cost of this program is $36,178, and that would be for a 6-month PA campaign.
A motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, next.
Okay, the fourth plan is expanded preventive prevention services. There was previously a plan approved to add two additional prevention staff at the Drug and Alcohol Commission to provide increased services directly to Indiana County schools. This plan would provide continuing funding for those two positions for another year at a cost of $140,000 beginning July 1st.
Motion to approve?
I move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And the last one.
The last plan is for a Children, Youth, and Family Services Kinship Navigator. The Drug and Alcohol Commission would hire this position and be a case manager within our agency who would be mobile between the Drug and Alcohol Commission and Children, Youth, and Family Services. The Kinship Navigator will be able to provide enhanced family support to the caregivers of children that can no longer live with their parents due to an OUD or any co-occurring condition. The cost of this program is $55,500 annually for 1 year, and this would begin in September of 2025.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Next, for CYS, we have private provider agreements. And good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, commissioners. I would like to start with the private provider agreements for fiscal year 25-26, which is the non-placement listings. And I want to start with the Aaron IU 28. This is a fiscal year 25-26 renewal. This provider has two parenting programs that they provide to our clients, which is Triple P and Parents as Teachers. Both those programs are evidence-based programs, and so we get a higher reimbursement rate from the state from those. So besides the parenting programs, they can offer supervised visits, court testimony, and they do ages and stages screening also. The rates will be the same from last year, and the cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next.
The next contract is Shippenville Project Point of Light, fiscal year 25-26. This is a renewal also. This provider is actually located in Shippenville, PA, and Clearfield. They have two offices, but they do a lot of our assessments for perpetrators and victim assessments also, and they will also do therapy with them. So the rates for this year are guaranteed to be the same from last year, and that the cost and services will come from our general fund, and the services will be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve. Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, next.
We have Children's Aid Society of Mercer County, fiscal year 25-26 renewal. This is a program that we started probably about 3 years ago, working with them. They have a mentoring program, and when we make a referral, they go to where that child is placed, and then they find somebody in that environment, and they train them as a mentor, and that mentor then works with that child, visits them at the facility, writes them letters, takes them out to dinner, does fun projects with them. They have proposed that their rates will remain the same this year, and the cost of these services will be from our general fund and utilized as needed.
Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Okay. Next.
I would like to move on to the fiscal year 25-26 placement listings. We'll start with Families United Network. And again, this is a fiscal year 25-26 renewal. Families United has a couple different programs. So they have a foster care system, and they will accept children from 0 to 18 in those. And then they also have group homes for females and males. So the group homes have private education, and they're linked up with the public education school districts there, but they do education on campus. They do a lot of treatment and therapies with them. A lot of drug and alcohol and trauma therapy is what they're providing with them. So their rates have increased slightly. I think it was less than $20 a day. And cost of these services will come from our general fund and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Next, Hoffman Homes.
Hoffman's Homes is located in Littlestown, PA. It's a very specialized program. They work with autistic children mainly and some of the intellectual disabilities. So they will take and work with the teenagers who have behavior issues along with those diagnoses. Because of that, they're considered a specialized setting. There is a slight increase with their rates this year. We have not really used them, but we do call them whenever we have a complex case. They are one of the first ones we call. So cost of these services will come from our general fund and it'll be utilized as needed.
Vicki, one question is, I noticed that last year you didn't have a contract with them, but this year you do. Is there a reason going back?
Last year they did not send back the information for it, but I believe they have a change in staff, so this year they responded when I sent a contract to them.
Okay, thank you. Motion to approve?
Second.
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 All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Okay, in the last White Deer Run.
White Deer Run, which is actually co-prep. This is a contract that is for juvenile probation. This is actually a renewal contract. I need to do fiscal year 24-25 because the youth they placed there was placed prior to July 1st. And then we'll do fiscal year 25 and 26 also. The rates have obviously increased from 22, but not between 24-25 and 25-26. It would be the same. So the
What are rates run at roughly per day?
it depends. What we're looking at is $425 per day, or their sex offenders is $578 per day. And they are located on the Torrance campus. But it's a privately run program just mainly for sex offenders.
Motion to approve.
Second.
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 All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Okay. Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Okay, from our Office of Planning and Development, they've been busy.
A
So,
little bit.
Good
Good
morning,
morning.
Luann.
Good
Okay,
morning.
Luann, we'll start with you with your resolution.
Okay. The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners approve the resolution to enter into a cooperation agreement with the Indiana County Community Action Program for the 2025 Emergency Solutions Grant Program. The cooperation agreement identifies and designates duties and responsibilities for the county and ICAP required to deliver the ESG program services. ICAP will be the county service provider for the ESG program by providing rapid rehousing services to assist the homeless or near homeless residents of Indiana County. The Emergency Solutions Grant Program provides permanent housing services for people experiencing homelessness.
Okay. We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, next resolution.
Okay, and continuing on with the same program, we are requesting, along with the Indiana County Community Action Program, that the commissioners adopt the attached resolution authorizing the filing of the 2025 Emergency Solutions Grant Program application to the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development. The application requests financial assistance to be matched with other local and state funds provided by ICAP. The project scope of the application includes rapid rehousing services, homeless management information system, data collection, and administrative activities. A public meeting was conducted on May 14, 2024 for the proposed project and no adverse citizen comments have been received. The application will be submitted by the July 18, 2025 deadline. And the application amount that we are applying for the ESG grant specifically is $211,753. And then including that match funds of $263,500 for a total program amount of $475,253. And as I stated earlier, all the matching funds come from ICAP and their other programs. And I also have with me online Amanda Donatelli, I'm sorry, Amanda, and she is the new housing services director for ICAP, and she will be the one charged with preparing the application for us this year.
Amanda, do you have any comments?
At this time, I do not.
Okay, well, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the resolution?
Move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Okay, next is CDBG compliance.
Yes, and this also does include our ESG program, our home program, and our upcoming home ARP-NCS program. These compliance regulations will go across all those programs. Planning and Development is requesting that the Board of Commissioners approve the following plan, statements, and goals for the 2025 CDBG program, including ESG, home, home ARP, and the ESG, to meet compliance requirements with federal and state mandates of the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development for all community development recipients. The approval includes the Borough of Indiana and the Township of Center as the CDBG entitled municipalities of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And the following plans that and statements that we're asking you to approve are the Affirmative Action Plan for the county, the Section 3 U.S. Housing and Urban Development Act of 1968 for employment opportunities for local businesses and low-income persons, the County of Indiana Statement of Goals for Section 3 requirements of the Housing Act of 1978 for the Community Development Block Grant Program that sets forth the county's goals for contracts to Indiana counties-based businesses at 15%, the Minority and Women-Owned Business Enterprise Plan, the Citizen Participation Plan, the Residential Anti-Displacement and Relocation Assistance Plan, Language Access Plan, or Grievance Procedure for Americans with Disabilities Act, and the Grievance Procedure for the Section 504 Rehabilitation Act of 1973, including the Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act and the Indiana County Procurement Plan. And all of these plans are on file at our office and are available for public review.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
I'll second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Okay, next to the notification.
Yes, on behalf of the Indiana County Commissioners, the Office of Planning and Development, as mandated by the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development, we are required to publicly identify the personnel responsible for specific home and CDBG compliance for environmental review and labor standards. David Morrow is the designated labor standards officer. Mr. Morrow is responsible for the compliance with labor standards as set forth in Section 110 of the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended and HUD's implementing regulations. These standards include the Davis-Bacon Act, the Contract Work Hours and Safety Standards Act, the Copeland Anti-Kickback Act, and the U.S. Department of Labor Regulations at 29 CFR Parts 1, 3, 5, 6, and 7. And also, I am to be designated as the Environmental Review Officer, and I am responsible for the compliance with the National Environmental Policy Act of 1969. The Environmental Review Officer is responsible for the environmental review and decision making and action under NEPA and HUD regulations at 24 CFR Part 58, and the statutes and authorities contained in 24 CFR Part 58.5 for the administration of the programs.
Do I have a motion to approve? Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Okay. Thank you, Luann.
You're welcome.
Mr. Morrow.
Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
The Office of Planning and Development, Central Allegheny, Challenger Learning Center, and Upstreet Architects request that the Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with CNC Construction from Penn Run, PA, for the Challenger Learning Center Phase 2A project located at 437 Hamill Road in White Township. The contract award request in the amount of $47,900 is for the construction of interior wall framing with drywall installed on one side in designated areas within the building. Four bids were received, ranging from the low bid as noted from CNC Construction of $47,900 and a high bid of $244,000. And this project is being funded with Keystone Communities Initiatives Program grant funds.
Okay, do I have a motion to award the contract?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Okay. Next, change order.
Okay, change order number one. This is for the same project, the Office of Planning and Development, Central Allegheny Challenger Learning Center, and Upstreet Architects request Board of Commissioners approve change order number one in the amount of $120,100 with CNC Construction for the Challenger Learning Center Phase 2A project. Change order number one is to accept two alternate bids that were solicited at the time of the bid opening on June 18th, 2025. Alternate number one, at a cost of $100,500, is to install walls, floor framing with decking and stairs in designated areas throughout the building. Alternate number two, at a cost of $19,600, is to install drywall in the areas designated in alternate bid number one. The revised contract with CNC Construction with approval of change order number one will be $168,000, and the additional project costs will be covered with Keystone Communities Initiatives Program grant funds.
Motion to approve the change order.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Sounds like they'll be taking off here pretty soon.
Yes, they will, literally.
Okay, next is a contract award for Dixonville Commons.
The Office of Planning and Development, Platinum Visual Solutions, request that the Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with Blocksdorf Contracting from Mahaffey, PA, for the Dixonville Commons Building Foundation Repair Project. The contract award request in the amount of $51,450 is to construct 181 lineal feet of 8-foot high reinforced concrete masonry wall consisting of 12-inch and 8-inch concrete masonry block. Project's cost will be covered by a redevelopment assistance capital program grant and Platinum Visual Solutions funds.
Motion to approve the contract.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Great. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Next is a resolution to recertify some revolving loans. Ms. Batchy, would you like to present?
Yes, I will. The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners adopt a resolution recertifying that the Indiana County Revolving Loan Funds, including the CARES Act Revolving Loan Fund, are being operated consistent with the existing economic development strategy and are being operated in accordance with the policies and procedures contained in the administrative plan. This is a housekeeping item required semi-annually by the Economic Development Administration. Our economic development strategy is embodied within the document Smart Moves for a Changing Region, which is developed by the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission and endorsed by the Economic Development Administration.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
Next is a contract agreement, and Ms. Zach, would you like to present? Yes.
Planning and Development is requesting that the Board of Commissioners approve a conditional grant agreement with the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency for $150,000 of the 2024-25 Pennsylvania Housing Affordability and Rehabilitation Enhancement Funds Realty Transfer Tax to be utilized to continue the 55-plus roof and heating systems replacement program. The program will assist income-eligible homeowners age 55 or older with replacing an inoperable or inefficient heating system and or a leaking or deteriorated roof. We've committed $25,000 in Act 137 funds to provide match for the program. The county's original application request was for $300,000 of Fair Marcellus Shell funding. Since the amount of the fair funds to be awarded is half the amount that was applied for, a budget revision will be submitted to PHFA to reflect the award. And this request includes approval for Commissioner Keith to sign the conditional award letter and to execute all e-contracting requirements to finalize the award.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the contract?
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Luann, not to put you on the spot, but last year, how many people did it actually, did these funds actually help out?
The fair funds?
Roughly.
I am going to say between 15 and 20 households. It depends if we did furnaces or roofs or we did a combination, of course, and the prices are just going up and up, so... But we have been fortunate in that the program has been funded every year for us so we can keep a steady stream of residents, keep those houses from deteriorating because of the roofs, and to keep those residents warm. So it's a really good program. It's important.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next, moving on to a grant application, and Commissioner Dunlap, would you like to present?
Sure. The County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania, through the Pennsylvania County's Workers' Compensation Trust, offers grants for wellness programs to counties, and we are asking to apply for a grant through that process. We convened a committee in January of this year of county representative, employee representatives. We met to discuss how we should methodically go about this. We did a survey of employees to see what their responses were in regards to a wellness program. We took those responses. We put together a plan of how we are going to encourage wellness with our employees, and we're asking to use this grant to supplement the parts of that we need the funding, the money to be paid for incentive gifts and other things related to that.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. Next, we have an agreement with ClearGov. And Ms. Gregerson, would you like to present?
Sure. I'm asking the board to approve a renewal of our ClearGov contract. This contract is our budget software that we use for operating budget and personnel budgeting and does our digital budget book. The contract will go from January 1, 2026 to December 31st, 2028. January 21, 2026, the amount will be $26,522.50. And fiscal year 2027, it goes up to $43,594.75. In 2028 is $44,902.59. However, the company has agreed to reopen the contract to lower costs for fiscal year 27-28 since there was such a big increase.
Sure. We'll have a motion to approve the agreement.
So moved.
Second.
Second, and just a question to you. Did they say why such a big increase?
They're getting bigger, more staff, and they're just expanding their services. They also have more modules they're offering.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
One thing about this software is that this is the piece that allows us to put on the county website, for transparency purposes, the county budget so that the public can see that. That's one of the tools that we use.
It actually helps us prepare different scenarios also with the budget going forward. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Okay. Be noted that the courthouse will be closed on July 4th, observance of Independence Day. Is there any other business you brought before the board today? Sure.
The programs that we approved today were related to children's services. And I've said this before, but I'm going to repeat it, and I'm hoping the media especially picks this up. So many of the people in our county do not realize the services that are available for kids, families, and the general population. I heard this last night at the school board meeting, that there were parents concerned about their children's welfare and what programs that the schools might offer. And the schools, we have so many programs like the prevention program. The opioid money allow us to offer more, the add-on programs. We're doing parity programs. We just have so much to offer, and a lot of people don't know about those services. So I encourage people in our communities to reach out and call 211 or call our Human Services Department or call us to be able to refer them to those services, because it disturbs me when I hear that, when I hear people saying, well, we don't have these programs in our schools, in our community. We can't solve everything, but we are really making a concentrated effort to do that. And I want to just emphasize that.
It's Department of Human Services, Commissioner. Is it the Department of Human Services here in the county?
Yeah, our department. Yeah, they're a resource.
Thank you.
For all the human services.
Yeah. Any other business?
I have a comment as well. Bonnie, you must have been reading my mind, because I was going to mention 211. I think that there's a lot of stress out there, and 211 is a great resource. So anybody who's in need of really anything related to basic needs, 211 is a great resource. It's through the United Way. And I also wanted to just give a little update on the federal funding bill that is being discussed still this week. It's going through some text changes and amendments and so on. And next week it goes to the Senate floor for a vote. And we are still very concerned as county governments about the financing reforms proposed to Medicaid and other things, and we are continuing to learn about other cuts that are proposed that we don't, that we're still learning new things. And in fact, I just learned about a proposed cut from the Attorney General that would affect funding for the National PREA Resource Center, the Prison Rape Elimination Act Resource Center, which provides technical assistance for jails all across the state. And I just want to still bring awareness to the public about these concerns. These cuts will come down to the state and they will come down to the county. And you heard about a whole bunch of great projects that we're working on. And every dollar that comes out of our budget to cover these federal cuts is going to affect what we can do locally. And I know we all share these concerns. And my point today is just to keep it on the radar to the public and to local leaders. If you have time and inclination to contact your congressional representative, please do. I think it will not hurt, and we need to keep them informed about how it affects us at the local level. So thank you.
Sure. Our next regular meeting will be held July 9th at 10:30 here in the hearing room. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Thank you, everybody.